Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Can you remind me of what we've already learned in this series? How to keep the love command. Somebody help me out. How? Love prefers. What else? Love does no harm. What else? Love covers. Now these are all things we don't just read about in here, but when service is over, we go out and do it. Because you're going to learn the rest of it by doing it. Love covers. What else does love do? Takes care of. What else does love do? Love edifies. What else? Love lays down its life. And will that make you miserable? No, it'll make you joyful. Make you joyful. And here's the next one. In 1 Corinthians 13, the great love chapter, the first part of it here, the description of how love acts and talks and thinks. 1 Corinthians 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Now, why would he say that? Why would God say that through him? Isn't it good to feed the poor? Isn't it good to be able to prophesy? Have revelations? Have knowledge? Isn't it good to have faith? Even big, strong, mountain-moving faith? Isn't that good? Isn't it good to be willing to sacrifice, even lay yourself down, give your body to save somebody? Then why does he say, if you do all that and don't have love, it profits you nothing? Could you do it without love? Could you prophesy without love? Have knowledge without love? Have faith, try to have it without love? Could you give to the poor without love? Oh, it's a lot of people give to the poor just simply because it's a write-off. Helps them tax-wise. There's a lot of people do things for the poor simply because it's good public relations. There's a lot of people do things for people because they want to get in the news. They want to get in the paper. They want to improve their image. And is that love? No, it's still about me. So why, giving your body to be burned. Could you do that without love? Apparently. Well, then why would you be doing it? People do some things to prove how great of a Christian they are. Which still has nothing to do with loving the person you're doing it for. It's you on this quest to prove how selfless and how much of a person of Christ you are. And people get in their own minds. They're living in this world by their self, of what a great Christian I am and how self-sacrificial I am, and I'm going to lay down my life for the Lord. They'll talk about me when I'm gone. They'll say, what a saint. What a saint. Nah, you were an ain't. Because you weren't doing it because you loved the people that were benefiting from it. You were doing it for some selfish reason. For pride. Can you see this? So there are people that do things and it looks good on the outside, and maybe it in and of itself may be a good thing. But the Lord sees the heart. And He knows, and it comes back to motives of the heart. He knows why you're doing it. Or why you didn't do it. He sees the heart. And it is unacceptable, and there's no reward in it. It is vanity unless it is done in and of and from and to real love. The real God kind of love that is not a feeling. And He begins to describe this God kind of love. He says, are you there in verse 4? He said, charity, which is the word for love, love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself, is not puffed up. Now let's, this is rich, you know that, but we're focusing on one area today. Notice this, love vaunts not itself. Verse 5. Does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own. Love seeks not its own. Selfishness seeks its own. Love does not. And this is our point today. How to keep this command? Love, real love, seeks another's good, not just your own. Now let's read some scriptures. You have time? Can you turn to a few scriptures with me? Let's read some scriptures. Go to, let's see, you're in 1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Just back up a couple of pages while you're so close by. Said out loud, love seeks not its own. Well, if you're not seeking your own, what would you be seeking? Love does seek, but it seeks another's good. And every one of those words are significant. Love does what? Seeks. Somebody say seeks. Seeks. In 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 24th verse, 10, 24. What does it say? Let no man, so this is not just for preachers, right? It's for everybody. Let no man seek his own, but every man what? Another's. And wealth is added by the translators, so another's what? Well, another's whatever you'd be seeking for yourself. Instead of seeking your own, whatever you'd be seeking for yourself, what do most people seek for themselves? Their own betterment, their own needs met, their own relief, their own satisfaction and fulfillment, their own desires. Well, what does love do? Instead of seeking mine, love would seek yours. And that's the key to me having full joy. Sounds backwards to the carnal mind. Well, no. Me having full joy is me seeking what I want and getting what I want, because that makes me happy. No. You can't be. You can get all the money. You can get all the stuff. You can do all the things. And when it's all done and the dust is cleared, you're going to be empty inside. It's a fact. There's not enough money to satisfy you spiritually. Not enough money on the planet. Not enough stuff. Not enough hobbies. Not enough physical activity. Nothing. Food cannot satisfy your spirit. Sex cannot satisfy your spirit. Things cannot satisfy your spirit. Drugs, alcohol cannot satisfy your spirit. You're made in the likeness and image of God. Deep calls unto deep. Your heart cries out, whether you acknowledge it or not. Even atheists so-called. Agnostics so-called. If they'd be honest, there's something in them crying out for the Creator. Oh yeah. It's there. And people try to fill that void with every kind of thing and every kind of sin, and it cannot be. Cannot be. What's going to fill you? The one who made you. And He is love. So can you see? The new commandment is the key to your full joy. Why? Because in acting and obeying the love, you're sowing the love. You're going to be receiving the love. And that's the only thing that can make you happy. Sex is not love. In fact, making love is a misnomer. It is an incorrect term. God is love. Between husband and wife, love can be expressed through sex. But sex is not love. Why do you say that? Millions are getting hurt. Aren't they? Looking for love and settling for sex. And being miserable. Being unhappy. God is love. How are you going to be happy? Not seeking, trying to satisfy your flesh. It can never make you happy. Get to God. Sell out completely to God, as they say. Obey God completely. And do what so I'm giving my life to the Lord. He's my head. He's the captain of my salvation. Okay, your head told you then. He commanded you to love. Right? So get to it. And then what's going to happen with you? You will finally find the satisfaction that you've been hungry for. I'm taking all the drugs I want to take. I am snorting all the coke I want to snort. I am drinking all the whiskey I want to drink. I'm having all the affairs I want to have. Which is none.
Exactly.
Mrs. Why? I don't need it. I don't need any of it. I don't need it. I'm having fun. I got joy. I got peace. It's available to every believer, isn't it? You want to increase your joy in the Lord? Increase your love walk. Comes right back to you. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Seeks Good, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106G. That's R1106G. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God, God.